This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML concludes deliberation on reports presented in Statute General Convention. Five groups furnish suggestions on reports. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel stresses on unity among all, regardless of victory or loss in the party's upcoming General Convention. Health Ministry reports 867 new cases of coronavirus infection, and thousands march across US demanding abortion rights. Now, the news in detail. Group discussion in the CPN-UML's first Statute General Convention has concluded. CPN-UML's Publicity Department Chief Yogesh Bhattarai confirmed the conclusion of the deliberations, saying the discussions were held in 10 different groups and 5 groups put suggestions over the reports. Talking to Radio Nepal yesterday, Leader Bhattarai said the suggestions have been received regarding making the party unity stronger and increasing in the number of party's office bearers. Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli will respond on political report. Similarly, General Secretary Sor Pokharel will respond on organizational report, while Deputy General Secretary Bishnu Prasad Paudel will respond on statute amendment proposal. The Nepali Congress has been holding its municipal-level conventions in various districts. The municipal convention of the party in Kathmandu Metropolis could not get finalized due to lack of time yesterday, although the conventions were completed in 9 other municipalities in the district. Party's election officer Narahari Acharya also confirmed the completion of district conventions in various districts, including Mustang, Dolakha and Rukum. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel has stressed the need for all winners and losers in the party general convention at local level to come together to strengthen the party. Addressing a program at Bhanu municipality in Tanahu yesterday, Leader Paudel reiterated that Nepali Congress could save the democracy. Nepali Congress leader Prakash Man Singh has said the party should be governed in a system and process. Inaugurating the convention of the Nepali Congress Kathmandu Metropolis yesterday, Singh, also the former Deputy Prime Minister, said the 14th General Convention of the party would be spectacular to enliven the party in a systematic manner. Likewise, Nepali Congress Central Member Gagan Thapa said the Nepali Congress should strategically move ahead to fight and win the upcoming elections alone. He also suggested overhauling party's life so as to protect the country from the menace of communists. Joint General Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, has urged Nepali Congress cadres and leaders to get devoted in service of people so that party would garner majority in next election. Inaugurating the second convention of the Budanilkantha Municipal Committee of the party, Dr. Mahat said as Prime Minister is leading a coalition government of the parties having starkly different ideologies, he needs to be very cautious in every step. Additional 1,123 corona-related patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. Likewise, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 867 new cases of COVID-19 in the country. The number of infections was confirmed while testing 8,219 samples. Meanwhile, 9 more corona-related deaths have been confirmed in the country, taking the death toll to 11,157. The ruling CPN Maoist Center is scheduled to hold discussions in the standing committee meeting today regarding the leaders to be sent from the party to join the government as ministers. Party spokesperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara said that no discussion was held in yesterday's standing committee meeting about the party leaders for their ministerial responsibility in the incumbent government. In yesterday's standing committee meeting, issues pertaining to new leadership of All Nepal National Independent Students Union Revolutionary were discussed as there were many aspirants for the top post of the party's student wing. According to Maoist leaders, party chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has been entrusted with the responsibility to select the party student wing's chair. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says his party should lead the nation for the protection of the constitution and national interest, addressing a program organized by the Maoist Center Provincial Committee in Lalitpur yesterday. Chairman Prachanda said his party would lead the election in the future and unite all the revolutionary parties. Agni, an epic penned by Dr. Navraj Lamsal, has formally been released. Amidst a program organized at Nepal Academy, literators Trio Ahuti, Dr. Ram Prasad Gewali and Dr. Geeta Tripathi jointly unveiled the epic. Addressing the program, the key speakers said this epic had successfully dealt the hotly debated issues of the contemporary society and urged all to read the book. Also, the chief of Radio Nepal's news department, Dr. Lamsal, has already published two epics prior to this. Gandaki University has made preparations to run classes from today after 2 years of its establishment. The university organized an orientation program to students enrolled in the first batch under Bachelor's in Sports Management and Bachelor's in Information Technology before running the classes. Inaugurating the orientation program, Chairperson of the University Judicial Council, Dr. Dinesh Chandra Devkota, said the university would produce capable human resources to compete nationally and internationally. Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Dr. Navraj Devkota, shared that the university was at work to offer classes to foreign students by signing agreement with renowned universities in Europe and States. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Tens of thousands of people have been holding rallies across the United States in support of abortion rights. They have been galvanized in opposition to a new Texas law that severely limits access to abortions in the state. Pro-choice supporters across the country fear that constitutional rights may be rolled back. The rallies were organized by those behind the annual Women's March. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in towns and cities across Brazil to protest against the country's president Jair Bolsonaro. The protests were organized by opposition parties and trade unions and fall exactly 1 year ahead of country's elections. Mr. Bolsonaro is currently falling behind in opinion polls. Many Brazilians are upset at the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 600,000 people have died. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, and at few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at few places of the Province 1 and Province 2, and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1 and Province 2. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML concludes deliberation on reports presented in Statute General Convention. Five groups furnish suggestions on reports. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudel stresses on unity among all, regardless of victory or loss in the party's upcoming general convention. Health Ministry reports 867 new cases of coronavirus infection. And thousands march across U.S. demanding abortion rights. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news is in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.